NFL Week 8 brought us 6 single-score wins, and the rookie quarterbacks faced off against each other in what was probably the game of the year to date. Guys, we're breaking it all down, and the top players going up in football card value from Week 8's main games. Let's look at that player performance correlated with the eBay sold data. Let's dig in. Number one kicks it off with Jaden Daniels. First place in the NFC East. He's got the bruised ribs, the injuries, whatnot. The guy's still getting it done here. Still getting over 6 yards per carry on the ground. Also throwing up 326 yards. Strong connection with Terry McLaurin. 25 overall fantasy points. 92.7 passer rating. Of course, the 61-yard long Hail Mary in the final seconds of the game to beat the Bears here. And we've got what I think is one of the hottest new cards out for Jaden Daniels. Look at some of these price comparisons here. It's a Optic Red Pandora Preview. Optic Preview's considerably more rare than the regular Optic. Their inserts within the base Donruss set that was recently released is a buy it now, sold today for $138. $130. Compare that to Caleb Williams that closed last night. We don't have a buy it now today. We do have a couple buy it nows and an auction from yesterday. One at 75, one at 95 in auction. That is considerably lower than the Jaden Daniels. And for comparison, let's throw in a Ladd McConkey, who is in the top 10 this week. We're going to talk about him later in the video. Caleb Williams, Jaden got the best of him yesterday. Caleb really didn't show up until the fourth quarter. Now, in the fourth quarter at the end of the game, we did see why, you know, he was the number one overall pick. But Jaden make another strong case here for Rookie of the Year, potentially still in the MVP consideration. And there's some nice comparison on that Red Optic Preview. Jumbo Downtown's come down in price slightly from about 65 to 75 for Jaden last week to now 51. About $45 to $55 here for Caleb Williams. About the same. And no Jumbo Downtown for Ladd McConkey. Base Donruss just under $20 for Jaden Daniels. Same price for Caleb Williams. And just a couple bucks for Ladd McConkey. Latest rookie auto sale for Jaden Daniels is out of 50 from Sage Stills. He's a very limited supply on his rookie autos. $250 buy it now. This is on card serial numbering here, 14 out of 50. Caleb's latest today is a Leaf Exotic Snakeskin auto out of 950. Leaf Exotic considered a better card than Sage because of the print quality, the thickness of the card, the chrome stock finish here. But Caleb's got more supply of different rookie autos, Bowman Chrome University, other Leaf sets, whereas Jaden Daniels does not have all those cards. So even though this one is considerably more rare, you can see Jaden Daniels' rookie auto market is definitely higher. His largest transaction from game day was a Topps Now draft night auto out of 99, PSA 10, still his highest valued card in his market. This card sold for $2,100, serial numbered out of 99. And this is, believe it or not, the highest transaction I could find for Caleb Williams from game day. It's like, once again, it's the Topps Now draft night. These are the hottest cards for these two rookie quarterbacks or Fanatics exclusives. This is a draft pick out of 75, green with a plain patch in there. Got the Topps Now. You got the Caleb Williams sticker auto there, $949 in a buy it now. Now, hey guys, real quick, if you're new here, welcome to the Football Card Quest. My name is Andy. We're 100% dedicated to football cards research and selling tips, part of the nooffseason.com sports card network. Shout out to today's video sponsor, that is CGC Card Grading. This is their 10 out of 10 time right now, guys. They have lowered the amount of cards you need for a bulk submission, and they are offering incredible turnaround times. They are also offering gold label pristine 10s that you could possibly get, event authenticated memorabilia. They are becoming a big part of the hobby, and the sold data for them continues to grow and grow up there with the best grading companies in the hobby. So definitely check out cgccards.com for your football card or other sports card grading needs. Back to the video. Number two, the Jameis Winston show is finally here in Cleveland. Guy puts up 115 passer rating, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, although a couple of those passes potentially could have been. This is a big win here over the Baltimore Ravens. The offense looks revived under Jameis. Now that Deshaun Watson's out for the season, you know, Kevin Stefanski is a 2-time Coach of the Year winner. So as you can see, look at these rookie autos that are now selling for Jameis Winston. Some of the base cards, the Bowmans. 2015, you had Topps and Bowman licensed in the game here. A lot of transactions going down today on COMC. People attempting to still buy in low and flip these Jameis cards. As a quarterback, they're pretty low, but he is a veteran at this point. So look at this rookie ticket auto that sold yesterday and to buy it now for $140. This is a PSA 9. It's both hands on the ball. There's a couple different variations of this rookie ticket auto from 2015. As you can see here, the PSA 10 sold yesterday and to buy it now for $185, which is a much better deal because typically from a 9 to a 10, you see anywhere between a 2 to 5x difference. So to only see roughly a 50% increase from the 9 to the 10, that puts the 10 at a value. And then you compare that to the raw of just $40. Then you have to go and look at what the raw to PSA 9 and 10 conversion rate is to see if that makes sense. But typically, the raw card values are closer to that of 9s. And the BGS 9.5 values are closer to that of PSA 10s. So to see this one at 95 and this one at 140 tells me that this PSA 9 buyer here at 140 definitely was more of an impulse buy, definitely paid a premium. That seller had a nice profit in that card at 140. As you can see here, before the season, sealed by Panini, this card closed for $35 in auction August 12th, even $56 in auction on a PSA 10 August 20th. So that PSA 9 seller definitely had at least X type of profit in the value of his cars. You can see here another buy it now from August 10th on the rookie ticket auto of just 40. So those have gone up roughly 3 to 4 times what their value was before the season. And in fact, that PSA 10 rookie ticket auto was Jameis Winston's largest transaction from yesterday, specifically game day. We'll see how these continue to rise. We track him over the course of this week and the coming weeks, see if he can continue to play like this. If he can, these prices are definitely going to continue to go up. But right now, we're seeing a huge stock up increase for Jameis Winston. And so that only makes sense. Let's look at his favorite target from yesterday. Now that Amari Cooper is traded to the Bills, you have Cedric Tillman, who's really stepped up. He's a second-year player who we kind of liked coming out of college. Cedric Tillman putting up 7 receptions for 99 yards and 2 touchdowns yesterday. That was an average of 14.1 yards per reception. And you can definitely see the increase in buy it now sold items. Like that rookie ticket auto at the top. We'll look at this legacy futures out of 100 for just 14. Got some of these low hanging fruits. A lot of rookie autos. Very cheap for Cedric Tillman. He's very much a deep sleeper before this week. Only a few fantasy analysts really recommending for people to stash him on their fantasy rosters. But the Browns here, with a losing record overall, this could be interesting in the weeks to come. We'll see what happens to Cedric Tillman's values here. But got to put him here at number 3. Because when we go and look at how cheap these Cedric Tillmans were before the season, it makes a lot of sense. Like this Spectra out of 50 here that sold for $25. Just in the middle of September, I mean, you had that same card closing for $2 with $585 shipping. So you could see, once again, tremendous increase here in the values of Cedric Tillman from the single game performance. And I expect these to continue to rise here in the coming weeks, especially if this connection with Jameis Winston continues. Cedric's largest transaction from game day was a sweet Nike patch, serial numbered out of 3 here. So there's a rookie patch auto with the rookie auto and the patch and the rookie card logo. This is from Certified. Not really color match, right? This is a green parallel here, but it did sell for $85 in a buy it now. Marked down from $150. And you also actually had this sell in a buy it now for a little bit higher. This is a Optic rated rookie Black Pandora out of 25. Once again, highlighting the fact that Pandora parallels are extremely popular and desirable. This is a big transaction here for Cedric Tillman as a sleeper, going for $106 in a buy it now today. Especially when just 6 days ago, that same card closed in auction from DC Sports 87 for just $26. And now all of a sudden it has gone up approximately 4 to 5 times the value of what it's closed for in auction. Even closing on August 7th for $35, you still see that tremendous increase where buyers were able to buy Cedric Tillman and Jameis Winston, stack them together, and really double down and make a tremendous amount of profit in that time period. Number four has got to be the Detroit Lions, and specifically Jahmyr Gibbs here. The Lions are now 6-1, looking like the most dominant team in the NFC. They beat down on the Titans here. Sure, the Titans were not expected to come anywhere close in this game, but Gibbs out-touches David Montgomery, 11 carries, 127 yards, and one touchdown on the ground, including a 70-yard monster breakaway run. Look at the Detroit Lions lot sold here from Phoenix for $30. That's almost half of what the base factory set costs. You have this pretty cool case hit from Spectra here. This is the Solar Eclipse Spectra case hit of Jahmyr Gibbs in PSA 9 condition. This sold for $225 today and buy it now. Really hard to find comparable sold data from where this card sold before, but here's a Zay Flowers from September 30th that sold for $150. And as you can see here, the Gibbs considerably higher than that here at $225. You still have more base cards, non-serial number cards from premium sets like Prism and Optic, selling for around $10 for Jahmyr Gibbs, which is much higher than what the floor is. You will find these cards for skill position players that are non-premium, just like backup players, sleepers, maybe handcuff players, that kind of thing, in the $1 bins. But Jahmyr Gibbs definitely much higher than that at 10. Here's a Silver Prism rookie auto that sold today in PSA 10 condition for $150. That card has come down a lot since the beginning of August. $371 PSA 10, $321 August 28, $304 October 6th. So for a guy like this and a card like this, he was being taken in the early first round of fantasy drafts. He was being compared to, you know, the Breece Halls, the Christian McCaffreys, the Bijan Robinsons as the top running back in the NFL. On top of the fact that he still had a limited supply. Guys, you got to remember, this is before the Topps Composite came out. This is before Select came out. This is before, you know, National Treasures 2023 came out. They were still releasing sets up until the season started. So Prism, this past offseason for 2023, was the hottest, most premium card before all those other main sets were released. You also have, as you can see here, some quiet games from Jahmyr Gibbs, including a number 22 finish in week 6, a number 12 finish in week 4, a number 14 finish in week 3, a number 15 finish in week 1 when hype is its absolute highest. So the prices had expectations of him being the number one running back in the NFL coming into the season. So anything less than that, then yes, of course, prices are going to dip. Although getting him at value now compared to where they were in August is great, because as you can see, this Lions team is definitely a playoff bound team and should make a deep run. In fact, they are my prediction to make it to the Super Bowl. I said this back when the season started, back in the beginning of September, with my man Carter. Number five here, I got to give it to Bo Nix this week. That was a fairly easy win here over the Bryce Young-led Carolina Panthers, who threw another 2 interceptions. Bryce Young may officially be a bust in the NFL, although he is touted as a very intelligent, talented player. It's maybe not the right program for him. I don't know. The guy is just showing nothing but bad. So, yeah, but anyways, focus on Bo Nix here. He has an incredible passer rating. I mean, 124.2, 3 touchdowns, 1 rushing touchdown. The Broncos are now 5-3. So looking at those base Donruss sales, they're about a third of what the Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels are. So just 30%. Also, the same thing can be said for the jumbo downtowns at just 25 compared to 55-65. Same thing with the Optic Red Preview Pandora's here at just $30. And Denver does have a big fan base market, but just not cracking into that top tier quarterback level with Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams. His largest transaction from game day now is a little bit different from Caleb and Jaden, where Bo Nix here, his largest one is an actual standard size downtown, which is true case it, very popular card here, 875. Once again, I see that about half to 30%, just a third of what, you know, those Jadens and Calebs will sell for, those CJ Strouds when he first popped onto the scene. Another $900 transaction from a couple days ago. Another one. So yeah, right now the new downtown standard size is Bo Nix's biggest card selling right now. Number six, I'm giving to Ladd McConkey, Justin Herbert. Once again, he's throwing more in this game. And he had 111.3 passer rating. His stock is on the rise as well. But Ladd McConkey as a rookie here, he gets loose against this Saints defense. Gets two touchdowns, 111 yards, 18.5 yards per reception, including a 60-yard long reception. Look at this beautiful bolt-up rookie patch auto here from Origins, closing at $204. Just 2 days ago, the Ladd McConkey Georgia Bulldogs red jersey here, national champs, $199 and they buy it now yesterday. Compare that to the day before of the McConkey Chargers jersey selling for $175. His next largest transaction from game day was a gold standard white gold here, jersey patch auto horizontal. Some good stitching and color variation there out of 49, silver Sharpie, $120 and buy it now. And then you also had this gold laundry tag. It's gold standard, but it's serial numbered out of 10. So that signifies the gold parallel as well. Gold standard rookie card here, nice patch card, $122.50. So you have to ask yourself, let me know in the comment section, which one would you rather have here, guys? The horizontal RPA with the color variation out of 49 for 120, or the out of 10 laundry patch with no auto, no Sharpie auto on it for 122. I'm kind of torn, but I have got to go with the, man, it's really tough because I do place a lot of value on the rookie auto. You know, I love the rookie auto. I do kind of like the color variation there as well, but the out of 10 and the vertically formatted card with a little laundry tag in there, that's pretty cool. Man, I'm really torn. So let me know in the comment section below, guys, which you would prefer there. Number seven, Puka Nacua. Here's a score silver throwback here, $8 buy now. Score select a pretty new set. This is a new insert this year from Select. Let's look at a base prism selling for a few dollars, PSA 9 for 25. Got the gold gear. You see what these gold standard cards go down to. Out of 299 here, Puka sold $7 and a buy now. Best offer accepted for $5. I mean, but that's the thing. Puka's market is so expensive, was so expensive heading to the season that to see these cards, let's see what this one went for in a best offer auction, $55. So to see those gold standard kind of patch cards without the rookie auto selling for anything is pretty impressive. Green wave prism here. It's not a pulsar. That is a green wave prism. $14.50 best offer accepted. Well, Puka Nacua is back in action, guys, here. Outscores Cooper Kupp in this game. Puka goes 7 for 106 yards, a 12-yard average depth of target, 6 first downs, 51 of those yards were after the catch, 1 forced missed tackles, the Rams upset the Vikings, all of a sudden the offense has got life again. I mean, upsetting one of the best defenses season to date in the NFL, the Vikings. So yeah, let's look at some of these transactions from Puka, and obviously, just like Jahmyr Gibbs, Puka is even a worse situation because he's been injured for several weeks, and so now he's coming back into action, plus the Rams have a losing schedule, or a losing record. So the prices are down big time for Puka. But as you can see today, I'm not even in yesterday's transactions yet, a lot of people are starting to buy Puka again, which is going to send those prices back up quickly because they were so inflated. They were so high. Green cracked ice here. Terrible color match with the Rams, but still $50 in a buy it now today. Yeah, this monster green black snakeskin field level out of 2 PSA 10 closed for $2,025 in auction last night. He had a select NFL Shield 1/1, sell for $1,300 in a buy it now just a couple days ago. Number 8, Jalen Hurts here. Huge performance, which included 3 rushing touchdowns and 1 passing touchdown. Devonta Smith, big win over the Joe Burrow-led Bengals. The 2020 rookie quarterback Jalen Hurts got the best of 2020 rookie quarterback Joe Burrow here yesterday. And let's take a look at sold data here from Jalen Hurts. A lot of base stuff, people buying a lot of Jalen Hurts here for just a few dollars. What about this green velocity? This is a popular optic, non-serial numbered, just more uncommon. We'll call it an uncommon parallel here. Not a true short print either. $72 in a buy it now today. We can find where that card sold for $49 on September 23rd. It's pretty much the lowest, $55 for PSA 9 October 20th. So even just over a week ago. So you can definitely see how his stock is up here, especially after the big performance win. He's got his weapons healthy in A.J. Brown, Devonta Smith, Saquon Barkley on the roster as well now. Definitely helps out. And so, nice increase in a nice color match card right there. SGC 10 out of 199 select, selling for $80 in a buy it now. It's also a pretty solid transaction. A lot of base cards. So look at the rookie auto market here. Playbook green out of 49. What about Playbook? It's a lower tier set, guys. Playbook is real down there for me, but it is ahead of Score, things like Score and Sage and stuff like that. But it is lower than Mosaic, Select, all the main sets that you would think of. This one is 49 out of 49, so a bookend, maybe a slight bump there in value, but $118. Well, it's about the same as it was when the season started. Here's that same card right when the season started, closed an auction for $113, and now it's selling for $118. So, yeah, not much profit there. Let's look at the rookie ticket auto, Optic, that sold yesterday. PSA 9 is a buy it now sold transaction. $562.50 compared to his lowest in the past 90 days, appears to be yesterday in an auction as well for $511. You can see that card before the season was actually selling for, there's a $550 buy it now, but I'm sure we could find not a ton of sold data on it, to be honest. I'm only finding these 3 sold transactions in the past 90 days on it. But let's look at how the raw card did. So you have a raw on the 22nd for $280. I mean, that's a solid PSA raw to PSA 9 or 10 conversion rate of at least 80-90%. Here's an 8 for $286. Here's another raw for $316. Those are pretty low. Those should be a lot higher, closer to the 9 value, because you could definitely submit these and have a pretty high chance of at least getting back a 9. So to see that, you know, and here's a BGS 9 going for $400 on October 15th, definitely shows that the stock is up considerably now on Jalen Hurts. Maybe not from where it was before the season, but from where it was at the beginning of the season when he kind of took that dip. And now his stock is back on the rise here. All right, number 9 for me is Josh Jacobs on the Green Bay Packers here. Let's go to look at what ended recently sold. Josh Jacobs, yeah, stained glass, PSA 10, $125 and a buy it now today. Considerable transaction, probably a little bit lower than a lifetime high value on that card. But still, he gashed up the Jags on the ground yesterday with 25 carries, 127 yards, 2 touchdowns. He's a big component of their win, 38-yard long touchdown run. You also have to monitor the fact that Jordan Love left this game late with a groin injury. And I think that the values of Malik Willis are going to rise here. Matt LaFleur hinted at the fact this could be a serious injury. And so I think Josh Jacobs and Malik Willis values are going to rise here over the coming days. Let's jump straight to the rookie ticket autos for Josh Jacobs. We had an auction close yesterday on a PSA 10 Optic Silver Prism rookie ticket auto, $118 on 15 bids. September 29th, we had a raw one of those close for $40, a PSA 9 September 29th for $51, and here we go, October 4th. I mean, we're looking at kind of the bottom here recently for his market. I mean, that card closed at $73 in auction on just 13 bids, and now up to $118 on 15 bids. Yeah, you love to see the rise in Josh Jacobs' stock, especially on that rookie auto tier of his market. All right, guys, it's time for me to hit you with my lightning round. Got to get going. All right, guys, let's hit you with the last one here. I think number 10 should be Kyler Murray. I mean, Cardinals are now first place in the NFC West. This is huge. This was a big win over Tua-led Dolphins. Tua coming back, making a big entrance, but not quite getting the job done against the Cardinals, who this offense is starting to connect well with Marvin Harrison Jr. Probably the best game we've seen there. Chemistry between Kyler and him all season. Trey McBride with another huge game. James Conner is still good. Overall, 116 passer rating for Kyler Murray. Are they playoff bound? That's what I'm question I'm starting to ask. And then number 11, I say James Cook smashes the Seahawks as the Bills roll. 6.5 yards per carry for James Cook. And then we're going to be talking about, tune in tomorrow, we're going to be talking about what I think is the hottest trade target name in the wide receiver market, who's likely to be traded to a really good team for a premium. We're also going to be talking about Anthony Richardson, what's going on with him tomorrow. So make sure you guys tune in there to Carter and I on tomorrow's live stream. I'll see you guys there. Peace.